Welcome to Freedom Trainer Radio, the podcast where we interview top-level fitness entrepreneurs from all over the world. Here's your host, AJ Rivera.
All right. Hello. My name is AJ Rivera. I am a fitness business mentor with PT Freedom here. Welcome to Freedom Trainer Radio. Today I have with me Mr. AJ Mirzad. AJ, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, about your business, where you're out of, where you're based out of?
Yeah. First and foremost, AJ, thanks for having me on, man. Super pumped to be on this show. So I am located in New York City, and I have two businesses, actually. I have an online personal training business that I've been running since 2010. It's called Life Fuel Fitness. And also I have another business called Online Super Coach, where I essentially help fitness professionals scale their online personal training business.
Dude, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I really appreciate you taking the time out. I know you're super busy running your multiple businesses, and you've been very generous here, dedicating some time talking to me. I'm really excited to have you on here. I love that you do both the coaching. You're still a fitness, an actual fitness coach, a personal trainer, and you mentor other people to do it as well. So you really practice what you preach. You're not selling something you don't do. So that's awesome. Can you tell me a little bit more about what, and you could tell me about both businesses, about what Online Super Coach offers and Life Fuel Fit?
Yeah, absolutely. So with Life Fuel Fit, it's an online personal training program. Essentially, it's more of like a leverage and automated virtual infrastructure. You know, I've been building it out, testing and tweaking it for, you know, close to 7 years now. And essentially, it's focusing on a specific demographic, bring them in through a marketing funnel. And then from there, I sell them my packages. So I typically sell like a 6-month online program. And then from there, once they sign it, they go through like a virtual infrastructure. And it's coaching related. It's not just like a membership portal, but it's a two-sided communication. I also have virtual coaches that help with the accountability and the assessments.
Awesome. Awesome. So that's Life Fuel. And then what about with the Online Super Coach business?
Yeah. So the Online Super Coach business really came as a result of, you know, my own growth with my online PT business. And I was speaking at a lot of different seminars and events, and a lot of fitness professionals came up to me and were like, hey, you know, can you help us build our online fitness business? And based on that, I realized there was a huge need. So essentially, I was like, hey, listen, this is exactly what I did. You know, here are my systems, here's my process, here's how I do my lead generation, here are my sales funnels, here's how I deliver my coaching. And I just gave them all my templates, you know, so it made it easy for me because I didn't have to like really create anything for anyone else. I just gave them a lot of my systems and processes, and they were able to scale up very quickly with their own online business.
Right. You're just kind of shortcutting their time by giving them a formula that already works instead of them spending months to years trying to figure it out by themselves. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, exactly like you, right? You had a very, very successful offline PT business, and you built out systems and processes, and, you know, you've tested and tweaked them. And once you dialed them in, you're now eligible to teach other people exactly what you did.
Yeah. That is similar to what happened there. Yeah. With me, I had, actually, I had a manager who wanted to own the studio, but he's like, I don't want to do it without you teaching me how to do it. So as I sold him one of the studios, and then I also coached him. I'm still coaching him, actually. His name's Marty Reinhardt. He changed his name to Driven Personal Training in Arlington Heights, Illinois. So yeah, but that's what he loved. He was like, I spent years trying to do it. He had a business fail, straight up close down. And so he was afraid to do it again. He thought he just needed more money. But yeah, that's awesome when you can share, you know, what you're doing to already passionate people. Because there's so many people trying to break into that online personal trainer. And there's a lot of people pretending that they can help you do it. But you are literally legit helping people every day do it, like, as well. Like, you have a fitness business online as well as coaching people on top of that. So that's awesome, man.
Yeah, no, thank you, AJ. You know, one thing I pride myself on is never teaching anything unless I've done it myself. So I like to prove and test something and then deliver what I already know, you know. Sadly, in every industry, not just the fitness industry, but there's a lot of marketers who just understand marketing and sales or read it from a book, and it's theoretical, but it's not applicable in real life. So they teach theory that they've never tested, and it doesn't work. So a lot of people are left off upset, because if it works like in this marketing book, it should work in a business. Many times it doesn't. So, you know, obviously I think that's what like makes both of us stand out from the marketplace, because we have tons of case studies and results of people that we've helped. You know, so much people just teach theory, but they don't have results to back it up.
Totally. Yeah. Have you, and I don't want to talk about things that are too much of a bummer, but like, have you ever encountered a client who signed up with you, who's maybe been hustled by, not hustled, but like maybe hasn't had a coach who has done it themselves, and maybe they just weren't as well equipped as you to teach them, and they kind of jump into your program and they're almost mind blown by how much everything is happening and how much more simple they thought it could be?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Numerous times, you know, hey, I signed up with this coach and he burned me, or I followed everything this guy told me and none of it worked. And he just disappeared on me, or even like blatantly got ripped off, where someone would pay someone like $7,000 for coaching and the coach didn't even like show up to their coaching calls. Just kind of left them hanging. So
that's
yeah,
the worst.
It's crazy what's out there.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's the worst. That's what I appreciate about you. That's, I mean, aside from your name, which is amazing, what stuck out to me about you is like, you just have so many testimonials. Like, you can't deny what you're doing. It would be impossible to like bullshit that, right? Like, it's just, there's just client after client after client whose their whole life is changing because they're in your program and they're able to do what they love and get real guidance from somebody who cares about them. I mean, your availability to me is crazy. Like, when you sent me your availability, I'm like, this guy really wants to like be available for all of his clients to succeed. Like, you have your whole calendar out for the whole week. If I was your client right now, I wouldn't feel at all like you were unapproachable. I feel like I could call you any minute and you would help me out. And I feel like I still do that now, even though I'm not your client. So, cool.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it. Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I think like we both know results are the best marketing. So like, when I was growing my online business, I realized that the only way that people would trust me, especially coming from the internet where people are like very skeptical, is if I had a ton of case studies. Mm-hmm. So even on my online weight loss page, I have close to 70 before and afters, and I'm adding them consistently. So, you know, what's going to make us differentiate from all the other coaches is the fact that we have a track record. We're constantly putting out case studies, results. People you can look up on Facebook, have a conversation with them. How was your experience in this program? You know, and obviously that is like just putting it out there, where like a lot of other coaches, they have big claims. They say they're going to get you this result, but they don't have any proof to back it up.
Mm-hmm. And a lot, yeah. And some of them even have good intentions. They just, at least when they start, but then they just aren't able to do it. Like, and some of them fizzle out is what I've noticed. I've noticed a lot of people try. They try to hit it hard for maybe 3 months and then they disappear because they weren't able to help anybody with what they were trying to do, and they kind of look into something else maybe.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's again telling of what you're doing. You've been around coaching people for, you know, it's almost 2 years, 3 years now almost?
Yeah, about 3 years now. I guess coaching entrepreneurs. But I think in terms of just coaching in general, helping people get results, it's been, you know, close to 15 years so far.
That's awesome. Dude, yeah. What initially got you into the fitness business? Like, what was the, like, everybody, I feel like most people I talk to have one of maybe two roads that took them into the fitness business. What started you and made you really, I mean, you're in great shape, right? And what made you want to get in great shape? And then what made you want to coach other people to get in great shape?
Great question. You know, I was always a chubby kid. Growing up, I was very overweight. I had chipmunk cheeks, man boobs, big old belly, and I was always just frustrated with my physical appearance. And I'll admit, I was like a lazy kid. I didn't play any sports. I really didn't do much.
Yeah.
And then when I got into my early 20s, I was 60 pounds overweight. And I realized, like, holy, if I stay like this, I'm going to have a miserable life. You know, I was already very depressed and insecure with my body. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to live the rest of my life just being unhappy. So something clicked. You know, one day I just said, enough is enough. I got to go to the extreme and get this weight off. And then over a year's time, I just like did everything I could. 2 hours of cardio a day. I was eating like lettuce and turkey breasts, just killing myself, starving myself to get the weight off. And I got pretty skinny. You know, I got like what's called skinny fat, where I just got lean, but I didn't have any muscle tissue. And I got to my goal and I was like really happy with it. But I was like, I really need to know how to do this the proper way. So then I went to school and I studied exercise science and nutrition, and I learned how to eat and grow muscle and really just maintain healthier long-term habits. And then based on that, I was like, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to help others achieve a transformation and lose weight. So that's what led me to the fitness industry in the first place, being an overweight kid, losing the weight, and then learning how to do it properly.
Awesome. Yes. I mean, and that's, again, that's like, I feel like the two paths. I feel like people come from either they need the transformation, and I feel like those people can connect more with their prospective clients. Like if they work with, for instance, from what I know about LifeFuel, you work with a lot of like fat loss clients. Is that correct? I want to make sure I'm correct on that.
Yeah, absolutely. The majority of my clients are like overweight, even more morbidly obese. You know, I have some clients that help them lose like 300 pounds. So it's been like, you know, extreme road. And I think, you know, a lot of times we are like the future version of our clients. I like to say that I'm the 2.0 version of all my clients. So essentially I was always this overweight kid who was insecure with my body. And I understood how to lose weight from the point of view of an obese person. So I'm able to kind of start from where they are. You know, I never had good genetics and I know the same struggles and issues that I had. So it's coming from a place of understanding. And obviously, if you understand your client's dreams, desires, fears, and frustrations better than they can, then you're going to be the ultimate coach.
Totally. Yeah. And you're, I mean, you're better prepared to help them with the roadblocks and the obstacles that they're going to, you know, encounter because you've encountered them and overcome them. So I think you work as both an inspiration, but you can give them very relevant advice versus the football star who's always been in shape, you know, saying, hey, we'll just do it, you know? So
exactly. That's a great point.
Yeah. Awesome, man. So what were, if any, some of the struggles you had when you started out in the fitness industry? Like when you started personal training people, was it just a hit when you started, or did you hit any like roadblocks or walls?
That's a great question. You know, when I first started off, it was really based on passion. It was just wanting to help others. In fact, when I was first training clients, I was doing it for free. I was just helping people at the gym and coaching them, giving them nutrition advice. And I was like, oh, well, I should start charging for this. So then I started to work at this like golf club, country club type of thing. And I was training clients out of there. And initially, it was just based on passion and results because I was just so committed on getting my clients results that that's all I knew. So I didn't have a website. I didn't have any type of marketing. And I was doing good, just really getting clients and serving people, working, you know, long days. And then around 2008, the economy took a huge crash, and I lost like most of my clients because at that point, everyone was trying to stay safe and protect themselves, and they had a lot of fear about their disposable income being lost. And I was totally screwed because my whole business was based on referrals, so referrals weren't coming in. I wasn't getting clients in the pipeline. I didn't have, you know, a website or anything like that. And that's when I realized, like, wow, you know, either I'm going to go broke and have to go back to my 9-to-5 job, or I have to learn this marketing thing. And that's when I did a lot of research, and I really saw that there's this type of marketing that works remarkably well for fitness professionals, and that is called direct response marketing. So I just delved in head first and learned everything I could about direct response marketing so that I could really get clients, you know, really sell my program in a very consistent basis, and at the same time never have to worry about, you know, not bringing in any income during the month.
Totally. Would you say that like, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of personal trainers left the fitness industry in 2008 sure because of the economic downturn. I didn't know better, so that's when I was opening my studios. But so it was a rough road for me starting out. What were some of the big mistakes? I mean, do you think that's the big mistakes most fitness professionals are making right now, that they don't have a marketing plan, or that they're going by word of mouth? Or, I mean, what do you see? Obviously you worked with hundreds of trainers. What do you see as the big problems most fitness professionals run into when they're starting out?
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, you could be a very technical trainer and be able to get your clients results. And I think, like, if you're able to get people results and you have the ability to transform someone's life, I think you're good enough to really start expanding your horizons. So I think, like, with any type of business, it doesn't matter if you have a restaurant business or a fitness business, you have to get really good at marketing. You know, and I think a lot of times, if a lot of fitness professionals are going to being like the best technical trainer, so they're going to different certifications and processes to learn new exercise science models and advanced nutrition strategies and kettlebell certifications. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with continuing education to make yourself a better technical trainer. But if you're broke, if you're struggling financially, if you can't pay your bills, but you're paying for the next certification, then you're making a huge mistake. And at the end of the day, as we both know, nobody cares about certifications, right? Nobody cares how many letters you have after your name. It's about, can you get me results? And do you have the confidence to put me through your program? And I think like the biggest differentiation came for me when I realized like, okay, I'm capable of getting results. And obviously the more clients that I have, the better this will get off a real world experience. I don't need another certification or another process. I just need more clients. So I kind of switched my hat. Instead of being a fitness professional who marketed myself, I said, well, I'm a marketer who sells fitness services. And once I made that distinction, my whole business turned around.
I think that's huge. I wish I was taking notes on this stuff, because that's a huge way to put it, that you're a marketer who sells fitness services. And I love that you talked about the trainers always getting an extra certification. Like they're thinking that's the reason I don't have clients. If I just had one more certification, then they would. And I don't think I've ever signed up for anybody because they had an extra certification personally in anything. So
yeah,
totally. Yeah. That's awesome, man. Cool. So what do you think was like the big, and maybe you had a couple, I feel like it hits me in waves. What were the big turning point, you know, parentheses points, for you in your business when you really started seeing, you know, a lot of success?
I think it was really just understanding the basics of direct response marketing. And, you know, there's a great book that I read many years ago that really opened up my eyes to all the possibilities of it. And it's called the Robert Collier Letter Book. And he is this world-class copywriter who's making the equivalent of $100 million in direct mail in the 1920s and 30s. And he really understood human psychology in a very powerful and fundamental way, where he was like sending out these newsletters that were getting people to buy his products. And at the time, like, they didn't have the internet, they only had like mail. So he's putting out these little classified ads, and these ads were earning him millions and millions of dollars. And all he was doing in the ads was like kind of speaking to people's pains and their desires and getting them to take action. And really what we do as marketers, whether we're growing an in-person business or an online business, is really understanding human psychology, right? So we all do things because of emotions, and people that are powerful persuaders, salesmen, marketers, influencers understand how to take a human emotion and really inspire people into action. And you know, let's talk about the fitness industry. People that make a shift or they make a change, they do it because of pain. And sometimes we're like, okay, well, you know, why does it take rock bottom or a really painful period for a person to make a change? Because, you know, we love comfort. We love just homeostasis. So I really became a wise marketer when I understood how can I trigger people's pains and also really show them that I had a solution to take them to the promised land. You know, and when you understand this from a very deep emotional and psychological level, there's no stop to how much you could grow your business.
Mm-hmm. Yes, agreed, 100%. That's awesome. I've never even heard of that guy. What was his name one more time? That book?
Sure. It's called Robert Collier.
Robert Collier.
Yeah, it's called the Robert Collier Letter Book. I mean, it's a very big book, and you know, it's quite a thick read, but there's so much great quotes in there, so much great insights. Like I said, he was a guy in the 1920s and 30s. He was like one of the originators of marketing and copywriting. Yeah. And he's making the equivalent of like $100 million in this day and age. He had this one quote in the book where I literally based my whole business life off of. And he says that you want to enter the conversations in your prospects' minds. So if you could articulate your clients' dreams, desires, fears, and aspirations better than they can themselves, then you will grow your business to unlimited possibilities.
Awesome. That's powerful stuff. I mean, like, this is great. I hope all the personal trainers are listening to the, like, will listen to this when it comes out, because this is so valuable right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, what do you think, separates you from all the other trainers out there, all the other fitness coaches? I have my answers for you, but I'm wondering what you think separates you from everybody else out there in the industry.
Well, I mean, I think the big thing that differentiates me is my own personal education. You know, so I have an undergrad in exercise science and nutrition, but also went back to school for my master's in psychology. And I learned early on when I was training clients that, you know, it's not just the nutrition plan or the exercise plan. It's not just the tactics and a step-by-step process, but it's also something deeper than that. And that's the mindset, right? Because you can give two people the same exact plan. One will thrive, the other one fail terribly. And it's really because of how their mind works. So I realized that if I could really help my clients' mindsets and understand the inner workings of their psychology, then I could get them better results, get them to stick to the plan, but also shift something that's more powerful than following like something tactical per se.
Yeah. Totally. That's the thing I love about you the most is the mindset. Like you focus so much on mindset and personal, like almost personal development alongside of the fitness and the nutrition help. Like that, those are almost all just the tools, but the mindset is the real thing that shifts. And their bodies and their health and their energy is just a byproduct of the lifestyle changes they've made. Where did that quality come from? Was it always in you? Were you always so focused on mindset? Or was it something you learned later?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, AJ, we're discussing like people make changes because of pain. And I think early on, I realized that like I was a very depressed person. You know, I realized one of the causes of my obesity was just overeating and overthinking. And I was always this person who was very introverted, was really in my head. So when I was younger, I used to think a lot and I used to eat because that really was my like emotional release. And then once I got older, I was getting into like drugs and alcohol. You know, I was drinking till I blacked out and I was doing all types of illicit drugs like cocaine and ecstasy and just you name it. Like every drug I would just put in my system because I always had issues with depression and insecurity. And as I got older, I went through some really bad times, obviously overdosing on drugs and just some dark paths while I was trying to like really understand myself. And I realized that like, every single thing that happened to me that was negative in my life was a cause of my own mind. And in reality, it was my thinking pattern. It was this way of viewing the world because, you know, the world is neutral. Things are not good. Things are not bad. We give things meaning. So I realized my mind was creating this world that was like chaotic and scary and depressive. And obviously I needed external things to cure my pain, eating food, drinking alcohol, snorting cocaine. And I realized that like, wow, you know, the root of the problem is not really the thing. Like if a girlfriend broke up with me or if I wasn't making money at the end of the month or just I was having a bad day, got a parking ticket, it was really how I thought about it. So I said, you know, instead of taking more drugs, drinking more alcohol, eating more food, let me go to the root of the problem and really understand why my mind creates this environment for me. And that's when I went back to school, like I said, to study psychology. And the more and more I understood about the human mind and how we process our thoughts and really how that gives us of a perception of the world around us, the more I said, you know, well, if I had this deep, dark mind that led to obesity, drug addiction, depression, and self-hatred, how about if I rewire my mind so I could be more energetic, more confident, more passionate, and really create the life of my dreams? So ever since I understood that the mind is really the core of everything we do, the foundation, I went to work relentlessly to just change my entire mindset, you know, to really have this life that I'm happy, I'm passionate, I'm serving others, but I'm really operating on my highest ideal.
Amazing. That's amazing, man. I love your energy. I can feel it through the phone or, you know, whatever we're using here. It's amazing. Awesome, man. What advice do you have for any other struggling personal trainers out there who are just starting up, or maybe they've been in it for a while and they're having a hard go?
Well, the best advice is the advice I would give myself. You know, when I first started out, like I said, I was trying to do a lot of things myself. So I was trying to create websites. I was getting these giant books on like Dreamweaver web design, trying to figure out how to do things. And then I was like basically testing all this crap with marketing, you know, phone cards and like we had this thing back in the day. It was kind of like a Dropbox where you put in like a form to win free personal training. Yeah. Like all that stuff didn't work. But what worked for me was, you know, about 5 or 6 years after failing and messing up with my business, I hired a mentor. You know, at the time I paid $5,000 for a coach, money I didn't have, but that investment totally changed my life because now I had someone who was already successful, already been where I was, and he got me 10 times faster to where I wanted to be. So that's the advice I would give. Hire a mentor, hire a coach, someone who's been where you are, and they'll accelerate the process. Sure, there's initial investment, but the time and energy that you save is going to be 10 times the ROI. And ever since I made that first investment in my coach, I've been hiring coaches ever since. You know, we spoke about this off the podcast. You know, I have a lot of mentors in my life. You know, I have one I pay $25,000 for. I have another mastermind I pay $36,000 a year for. So I find that the more I invest in myself, the more my business grows. I always get an ROI in investing in myself.
100%. That's what I was going to say. I was actually going to call you out and say if they have a specific, if there's any trainers listening, hiring a mentor, AJ Mirzad is one of the best ones I have ever encountered. There's a lot of hustlers out there. You are not one of them. And, you know, we did talk about this off podcast that that's the big thing that changed my life too. And again, this is about you, but like the big thing that impacted my life was hiring a mentor. And I've been burned by mentors as well, but the ones that were good, it was worth getting burned to make me not afraid to invest so that I could find the amazing ones that literally they sped up my life by 10, 15 years, if I would have even gotten here at all. So I 100% agree with that. And I super respect everything you're doing. You're a super ethical guy, honest. You care about your clients and you produce results, man. So that's awesome.
I appreciate you. Thank you. It means a lot.
Yeah. All right. So I have one more thing to ask you before you leave. Now I know your big thing is, finding your own super coach superpower. I'm pretty obsessed with superheroes as well. I have a whole thing of books. I have a huge bookshelf. One of the shelves is dedicated to comic books as well. So my favorite superhero is Batman. If you could be any superhero, which one would you be and why?
Oh, easy. Hands down, Superman.
Superman.
Yeah. I think if I was forced to pick one superpower, it would be to fly. I think flying is the coolest thing in the world, just to like just get up and go anywhere you want and just the freedom of just being in the air. I mean, it's amazing. But, you know, Superman has these superpowers. I mean, he's like this world leader who's just transforming the world in a powerful way, and he uses his powers for good. So I really respect what Superman is doing and the fact that he has like enough power to destroy the world. He chooses it to use it for good and serve the masses in a powerful way. So Superman would be the man to be.
He is an ideal more than he is a superhero. He's
an ideal. Yeah, exactly. Right. It's what we all strive to. I mean, and essentially, like, you know, we're all superheroes in our own right. Right. We all have certain skills and abilities. And, you know, we can use those skills and abilities in a very negative way by manipulating people or, you know, using it in illegal activities, or use it in ethical ways and really just, you know, impact so many lives and leave a powerful legacy as we go along.
Totally. Awesome, man. Awesome. All right. Thank you for being on the show. Real quick, before I let you go here, where can we find you on social media, internet? If I want to follow AJ Mirzad stuff, where do I find you?
Yeah, two places that I spend the most time in. That's my main website, onlinesupercoach.com. And on there, I have just like a lot of resources if you're looking to build your online fitness business, if you're looking to get some free training. I have some books that I send you, everything I could to just teach you the systems and the process, the step-by-step guide on how to start an online personal training business. And also I do seminars twice a year here in New York City. So if you're around, you want to do a live event, all the information's on the website. And, you know, really, that's my main hub. Pretty active on Facebook. So if you just search my name, AJ Mirzad, or if you type in Facebook.com/AJFit, you'll find me on there.
You're the one who took AJ Fit. I was wondering. All right.
I beat you.
I know. I did literally try to get AJ Fit like a year or two ago, and I couldn't find it. I said it was taken. But awesome. AJ Mirzad, the online super coach. Thank you so much for being on the show here, and I will see everybody next time.
AJ, I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man.
Thanks so much for listening to Freedom Trainer Radio with your host, AJ Rivera. We'll catch you next time.